Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Patriots line up with Gronk to the left, Allen to the right. Brady takes the shotgun snap at first and 10. Lobs it down the right side for a wide open Cooks. Catches at the 30th stride. Adios to the 10, to the 5, to the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots.
That's my fantasy guy this week. Brandon Cooks on a streak, and it's a quick snap to Brady. Brady knew where he was going. He almost dropped the football, re-gripped it, and fired a dart on the money to his 4.340 wide receiver. And there ain't no flags. There's nobody home. He beat him by 10 yards. Listen to the Brady chant. Home game. What a throw.
Fourth touchdown catch of the season for Brandon Cooks.
Ah, yes, the Patriots Radio Network with Ringgold's own Scott Zolak. Let's do some weekend observations from a Sunday without the Steelers. I'm Andrew Filippone. Ron Cook has the day off as we start this Thanksgiving week. I watched that entire game. Patriots, Raiders, we got it here in Pittsburgh, the game in Mexico. It was a blowout, and now we know the Patriots are going to come here in 3 weeks, and they're going to be 11-2. They're not going to lose another game. When we were looking at the second half of the season, the schedules for both the Patriots and the Steelers, this race for home field advantage, this contest for who will have the best shot of coming out of the AFC and going to the Super Bowl in Minnesota, schedules played huge. And seeing the Steelers with so many backup quarterbacks, so many home games, the game against New England here in Pittsburgh, it looked like not only looked like the Steelers would be in the driver's seat, but it looked like they would have a little margin for error, where they might have a one or two game lead on the Patriots going into that game, because New England got a lot of its home games out of the way early. They didn't perform well in those home games. They lost two of them, that Thursday night opener to Kansas City, that game against Carolina back in week 4. And it looked like the Patriots had squandered some opportunities with a more daunting road schedule the final 2 months of the season. Well, that has not happened. The Patriots are getting stronger. Their opponents are getting weaker. The Raiders, this was looked at as a testy, difficult, tough game for them. Yeah, Oakland isn't the Raiders of last year. This is probably not a playoff team, but it was a hungry team on a neutral field. And the Patriots win 33-8. How about last week? Patriots go to Denver. The Broncos. And this is one of the teams on the road where Tom Brady seems to struggle. He has a losing record all time in Mile High against the Broncos. He's 5-6 all time there. They go to Denver. They beat the Broncos 41-16. There's a stretch here coming up where the Patriots play three straight games on the road. You almost never see that in the NFL. At Buffalo, at Miami, and then the game here against the Steelers. There's no way. There's absolutely no way New England loses at Miami or at Buffalo. Those two teams are in a state of disarray. The Dolphins have lost 4 in a row. It's their longest losing streak since 2013. Cutler's in concussion protocol. Not that he's anything special. Ray Maluga gets himself arrested before the game yesterday. They've already kicked a coach out for snorting cocaine. They already had to put Lawrence Timmons' face on a milk carton. They traded Jay Ajayi. The Dolphins are a mess. There's no way. There's no way. The Patriots, two of their next three games are against Miami. You can book those as wins right now. How about Buffalo? Patriots got to go there in a couple weeks. Well, this is the year. The Bills, they make you want to shout, people. Maybe their first playoff berth since 1999. Something's going on there. 5-2. They went to Atlanta and won. This could be the year for them. Nope. Nate Peterson. You know, Lord have mercy on Nate Peterson. 5 interceptions in the first half. I thought I was hanging out with Martavis Bryant. I thought I was high when I looked at the bottom line yesterday and saw with 7 minutes to go in the second quarter, he had 5 interceptions. I thought I was on some kind of hallucinogenic drug. 5? How does that happen? If he played the whole game, how many does he throw? 8? 9? 10? The Bills have lost their last two games by 30 points and by 37. There's no way the Patriots are going there and losing. So there you go. They're going to be 11-2 when they come here. They're going to be riding a 9-game winning streak when they roll into Pittsburgh for that pivotal game in Week 15. They've fixed that defense. Man, how many times did Ron and I sit in here, really since the first game of the year against Kansas City, and say, I don't know about that Patriots defense. Where are the playmakers? Where are the difference makers? Where are the guys that get to the quarterback? Then Hightower gets hurt, and it's like, oh, this is good. This is great. They're one of their best defensive players, one of their leaders. He's done for the year. Guy's been clutch his entire career. He's out. You don't wish injury on people, I get that. But when Hightower got hurt, I mean, there were some secret fist bumps and high fives going on here in Pittsburgh. Instead, look at what the Patriots have done. They haven't given up more than 17 points in any of these games during the 6-game winning streak. They held Matt Ryan's Falcons to 7. They held Phillip Rivers' Chargers to 16. And now David Carr's Raiders to 8. Scored 74 points in the last 2 weeks. They're coming here 11-2. The good news for the Steelers, I've looked at the point spread for Sunday night's game against the Packers. Pittsburgh has opened up as a 2-touchdown favorite, and honestly, that seems low. Who watched Brett Hundley and the Packers at 1 o'clock yesterday? 5 turnovers, shut out by Baltimore. First 3 possessions, interception, interception, fumble. Just awful. You want to tell me again, Greenfield's Mike McCarthy, how much you're behind Brett Hundley as your quarterback while Aaron Rodgers sits on the pine with that broken collarbone? You know, there's an old cliche in football. You know, the playbook doesn't change. We don't change the playbook when a quarterback goes out. You've got Brett Hundley running around trying to make plays like he's Aaron Rodgers. You know, reminded me growing up of when kids would play basketball with their tongue hanging out because they wanted to be Michael Jordan. Or, you know, when I'm growing up, I go play golf with somebody. He's wearing a red shirt because he wants to be Tiger Woods. Brett Hundley, you are not Aaron Rodgers. Stop trying to make, you know, falling in the wrong direction throws. The second interception, he just absolutely heaved one. He tried to run around a guy and then just threw it up for grabs. When you're a backup quarterback, be a game manager. Don't lose the game. And he did that against the Ravens yesterday. Not that Baltimore was anything great offensively. They weren't. Those 3 turnovers I told you about, they had 3 points off of those 3 turnovers. So there's no doubt to me, you know, do the Steelers play down to their competition? Yes. Typically, they do it on the road, and typically the Steelers are awesome in prime time, especially at Heinz Field. That game on Sunday looks like it has the potential to be a massacre, a bloodbath. You thought Tennessee-Pittsburgh was bad? Wait for Green Bay on Sunday. Not a good homecoming for McCarthy. So those are my weekend observations. I watched a ton of football yesterday. Baltimore, Green Bay, into New England and Oakland, and then the Sunday night game, Philadelphia and Dallas. Now, you wouldn't be able to tell if you were hanging out with me yesterday that the NFL's ratings are down. So we got some big takeaways here. The first one is the idea that the Patriots schedule was going to, you know, cost them a couple of games here, a bad defense was going to cost them a couple games here, that's not happening. They're going to come here 11-2. It's going to be one of the biggest regular season games in Heinz Field history. Both teams should have identical records. It should be for home field advantage through the AFC playoffs. The Packers are lost at quarterback. The Steelers are going to absolutely tear into them and rip them apart on Sunday. Those are two big takeaways. I'm going to give you some more as we go through today's show. Weekend football observations. Did you sit there and watch the Patriots yesterday and say, are you bleeping kidding me? With the way they blew out the Raiders. I want to hear from Steelers fans who didn't have a Steelers game to watch yesterday what you took away from yesterday's games at 412-928-9370. That's the Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line. Edgar Snyder reminds you to text responsibly. It's Cook and Pony.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.